We are coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. I have a whole team with me here at my house for a leadership training, and we're glad to be with everybody calling in from California, Texas, from Louisiana, from Canada, from wherever you're calling from. Thank you for taking your time on a Sunday evening to be on this training. And we really want to talk about some topics tonight that are going to that's going to be helpful for every single person. This is stuff that we've gone through day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, for a year now as this team has developed. And since last year, October 14th, myself and a lot of people that I know benefit from a company that has tons of really, really good product benefits. And then, of course, we've all benefited from the amazing comp plan that we have. So, again, welcome to the call. My topics tonight are going to be mindset, motivation, and mode of operation. So if you have a pen and you want to write that down, you can jot it down real quickly. Mindset, motivation, and mode of operation. And those three things to me are very, very important in terms of how we run our business, the things that guide us in business, the things that guide us in life. And we really want to have those same things that guide us in life guide our business development. In terms of mindset, we want to be talking about those things that are going to help us in our personal development. Who are we? Are we really who we say we are? And are we all that we can be? I was taught those things a long time ago when I was a student. And I think that has stuck with me for a very long time, because those things, if you ask yourself those three questions over and over throughout life, then it means that you're always getting better and able to get better, because we all know that we are lifelong students. And that we have a lot of things to learn in order to, you know, get better at whatever it is we're doing. Kiani is no different from that, because mindset is key. You have to have a positive mindset. You have to be able to get up every single day and know what it is you want to do and what it is you want out of life. And if you're a parent, then you definitely want to know, because you also have other people who are following your lead. So, again, we want to start with mindset and personal development. Basically, who are we and who are we becoming? There are a lot of books out there on mindset and personal development. Some of my favorites, of course, in terms of business are Think and Grow Rich by Dennis Kimbrough. One of the books that I really, really like, and I know that Mr. David Nieves, one of our Purple Diamond Company, is always talking about Jeff Olson, which is one of our favorite authors. And Jeff Olson wrote a book called The Slight Edge. And it stuck with me. It stuck with him. I know we used to wear the reels off of that CD even before Kiani, because he's talking about the little things that make people be a little bit better at who they are, right, Jeff Olson. So he's talking about first and foremost, show up. What is it that we're showing up for? We are part of an amazing company called Kiani, and we know that the products can do amazing things for people. So if we continue to share that information about the products, then, of course, we're helping bless somebody else's life, not just our own. So we want to be able to show up to those things that give us information about the products and information about the business. When we show up, we want to be on time. We want to be on time with a pleasant attitude. Those are two more of the principles that Jeff Olson talks about, right? Show up, be on time with a pleasant attitude. And with that pleasant attitude, you want to carry out over time, because if you carry that out over time, it's going to benefit not only you, but those people around you. And Kiani, I'm getting feedback now. Hold on one quick second. Let me make sure I'm okay. And Kiani, what we want to do is we want to be able to not only get those things that are beneficial for ourselves, but we want to be able to spread that energy to other people on our team. So you show up on time, over time, with a pleasant attitude, and then that is what they call the compound effect, right? That is going to have a compound effect not only on you but on your business, and not only on you and your business but on your business partner's business. So the first and foremost thing that we have to have is mindset and a positive outlook on personal development. We have to want to be better. We have to want to know that what we're putting in, we're going to get something out, right? Something good and beneficial out of that. So we're talking about mindset. Motivation is next. Motivation, how do we stay motivated? A lot of times what I tell people is let the space between where you are and where you want to be in life be your motivation to getting there. Because if you're not where you want to be in life, then you have some things to do, right? If you're not where you want to be, then you have a whole lot of things that you have to think about, that you have to sift through, that you have to get down on paper. Because once you sift through those things and you know exactly what you don't want and exactly what you want, then you can come up with a way to get it. And if you don't know the way, you can get the way and get instructions of how to do that from somebody who has a vehicle. Kiani is that vehicle for us. Kiani is a wonderful company. We have great leaders in Team Fusion. Team Fusion has a system that is workable by anybody, no matter what age, what ethnicity, you know, what background. And so we have the vehicle. And once you understand what it is you want and how you're going to stay motivated to get it, you got a clean vehicle in order to get that with. So that leads us to our mode of operation. And the mode of operation basically composes our IPAs, what we like to say is IPAs in business, right? What are those income-producing activities that you're doing daily, weekly, and monthly to get what you want to get out of Kiani? And this would be something that you guide yourself by in any business. But we're in Kiani, and we're in Kiani for a reason. We want the health benefits of the products, and we also want the benefit of the business. So Tony Robbins, one of my favorite people on mindset, always says he starts his workshops out by asking people what it is they invested for. And he says he goes around the room, and sometimes he'll have a crowd of about 200 people, sometimes 2,000, and people have all kinds of responses to that one simple question. People say, you know, all kind of lofty reasons why they invested, and he says it's very simple. You invest to make money. That's it. You invest to make money. And so most people want to, number one, when they make an investment like Kiani, they want to get their money back. They're not putting $599 or $1,299 into an opportunity just for it to sit there. So they need to know how, number one, they can get their money back, and then how they can build on their investment and how they can then continue to make more money. And I think if we understand those basics, for those people who are new, who just got in Kiani this week or, you know, today or the day before yesterday or whenever, we want you all to be successful, and we want everyone on our team to be successful. So this structure, the three M's, mindset, motivation, and mode of operation, are things that you want to be able to not only know, but you want to be able to teach and pass on to your team. And so I call that each one, teach one, because if you can learn it, then you can teach it. And if you can learn it in a simple way and make sure that you're explaining things in a simple way, then you can teach it and somebody else can do the same thing, and then we have all levels of success. And that's what we want. We want our whole team to be winning in Kiani. And Team Fusion has, to me, a superior system because it's something that's simplified. The system is easy to do. People are materializing. We have people at the jade level, pearl level, sapphire, ruby, emerald, diamond, blue diamond, all the way on, that can show someone else how they got there, and it's duplicatable. So I want to go into a little bit of the mode of operation part, because that's where we say is where the rubber meets the road. The IPAs, what are your income-producing activities? Our mentor, Mark Davenport, is always telling us, what are your volume totals? How much do you need to get to your next rank? And if you understand how much you need to get to your next rank, you take that, divide it over the number of days that you still have left in the month, and that's what you should be working toward. That right there is an actual. It's not something that's like lofty. It's not something that's way far out or hard to understand. If you are a jade and you're trying to get to pearl, if you're jade, then you have at least 2,000 in volume. Trying to get to pearl, then you know you need at least 5,000 in qualifiable volume to get to your next rank. So you want to say, hey, if I'm working toward 3,000 in volume and I know I have 9 days left in the month, I need to divide those 9 days, divide that 3,000 by nine, and then I know how much I need to bring in every single day to get there. So what are the activities that can get me there? The activities in Kiani are PBRs, right? A private business reception. The first one is a PBR. And on our launch sheet, I know it may not be on the new one, but one of the things that we share as leaders is you want to be able to set your first PBR in the first 14 days of business. That's an actual IPA. That's an income-producing activity because you can do a PBR anywhere. You can do it at Starbucks, Panera Bread. You can do it at your house. You can do it with a group of people on your team. and you want to basically get some folks together that have seen the information via one of the links, one of your webinar links, or have heard information from you personally about the business or about the products. They then get an invitation to a PBR at a specific location, and then you can go over in detail the presentation that's already set up for you in our Done For You model. And that presentation is on your phone. You could be doing that in a one-on-one. You could do it in a group setting. And like I said, you can do it collectively, which is how we have fun in Kiani, because you get a group of leaders together. They can all invite two or three people. And if you're on the same line, then you start seeing the beauty of how our system works, because the volume rolls through everyone collectively in whole parts. And if you've ever been in any other network marketing opportunity, then you might be in one of, you might have a reference for some of those systems that don't work as smoothly because they have what we call breakaways. And I'll explain that later, or at a later leadership. That's a, something for another topic. So the first IPA is PBR, right? The second one is a lot. Please mute your phone. Hello? Y'all, if you can please mute your phone, star six. The second IPA is a DFY event, which is a little larger. And the DFY event is a live event that we do every single week. Most major cities now have DFYs weekly. And the DFY just stands for Done For You. Our Done For You model is something that we really highlight at the DFYs because it's something that helps people to see that, yes, they do have the time to invest in Kiani. There are only some things that a lot of times people will stop themselves from taking part in the opportunity in, and that is time and money. Sometimes people say, I don't have the money, but I can get it. Sometimes they say, I don't think I have the time because I'm working, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a this, I'm a that. But most of the time, if somebody comes to me and say they don't have the time, I find out, I show them how they do, because I'm a single mom too, and I did Kiani part-time for the first few months. And after that, I was able to go on to the higher ranks. And for me, I did that while working full-time as a dance instructor and a studio owner, and I added it on. I'm also a mom, a single mom. So for me, that's very important, right? You want to be able to look at those IPAs. The DFY is the second one, because the events build belief. The larger events build belief. When they come to a Done For You model event at any city, then most people get the larger understanding of what the larger vision is for Kiani Team Fusion. And they can see themselves in all the different people that are there. Those meetings build belief because you have people at all different age sets. You have people in all different ethnicities, all different backgrounds. Some people have degrees. Some people don't. We have an 18-year-old named Hannah Smith who's making over 15 grand a month, right? She has a, she is an amazing personality, but she also is somebody who just, what, applied the information. So the second IPA is the DFY. And then another IPA is sending out your webinars. You want to send out your webinars on a daily basis. This is something that becomes a personal discipline. And the MO, your MO or your mode of operation, is what is it that you do daily, weekly, and monthly to help your business materialize. So sending webinars on a daily basis or a weekly basis or a monthly basis, and how many of those you send is in direct proportion to the outcomes that you have in your Kiani business. So if you're sending 10 to 15 webinars daily, which doesn't take a long time, it takes the same amount of time to get in play, get on Facebook and play, then, you know, you'll be able to get some more return on your investment in terms of the time that you're investing. 10 to 15 webinars a day in the morning, or 10 to 15 webinars a day in the evening, and that's an, another IPA, right? For me, I like to do a lot of calls and one-on-one, just getting in touch with people that I know, or just getting in touch with people that I haven't been in touch with in a while, maybe some people from my dance studio who I hadn't talked to about Kiani. So word of mouth and phone calls or anything like that are still part of IPAs. You know, the old school, getting on the phone, going through your list, your top 20 list. And the top 20 list is something that is now structured in our Kiani social back office. So you want to be able to go through that list, which is organized for you, and then make the phone call. You know, take some notes. Write down by the person's name. If they weren't home, or if they needed to, you to call them back, or like this guy George today who I talked to, he said he's only available on Sundays. I called him today on Sunday. He said that he wanted to set up a meeting to get together tomorrow to finish talking about him getting in the business. So that is another IPA, right? Making phone calls, just old school phone calls down a list. One more, and then I'll go ahead and open it up, and I want to bring on a couple of other leaders. So if you one or two more IPAs, another one is if you can structure in time. I gave a couple of people this tidbit. Many times people who are gym owners or studio owners, fitness studio owners like myself, we always get information about nutraceutical products because people are always bringing them to us. So if you are in your own particular locale and you haven't gotten on Google and written down at least 10 gyms in your area, that is a specific thing that you can do right now today to help yourself materialize in Kiani, because you can simply go to visit every single gym in your area. And if somebody hasn't been there to talk to them about Kiani yet, you will be the first one. Take your samples with you. Let them know what the business is about and just say, hey, I just wanted to come by and introduce myself. This is the product that I'm representing. Give me take a look and let me know what you think. Here's my return information. You know, and you can start there. You can give them your link there. You can get their information. If they need you to come back and make a meeting, you can do that. And then inside of some of the commercial gyms like LA Fitness, Lifetime Fitness, those types of things, they always have little shops at the bottom where you can buy protein bars and those type of things. And a lot of times those are owned by individual owners. So you can go introduce yourself like I did to an area Lifetime Fitness, and I asked the lady, well, who's the buyer for the products in this business? And she said, I am. And I said, have you heard about Kiani? She said, no. So I gave her my card. I told her that I would get back with her, and I gave her a sample, and I told her, hey, can we make a meeting for later on this week so we can get together and talk about this company? She said, sure, just like that. So a piece of homework that you can take from this leadership call is get a list, make a list of 10 area fitness studios or fitness gyms in your area, and then, you know, call those people up or go by and visit them. And then lastly, in terms of IPAs, you always want to know on a daily basis what your volume totals are. You want to be able to log in to Kiani.net and know exactly how far away from your next rank you are. And if you're skipping days and weeks and months of doing that, then you really are not on a path to moving through this comp plan like you probably set out to be. So you can just start from day one today. What we want people to do is get on, log in, know your volume totals, know how far away from your next rank you are, so that your leader, your upline sapphire, your upline diamond can help you get to that next goal. We can help you shave it down and give you bite-sizable steps, bite-sizable goals to be able to accomplish that. So what I want to do now is I want to bring on a couple of leaders, people who have achieved some of those ranks who are in my downline, one being Brittany Penny. She's a real exciting person on our team. She just got her Sapphire car, a really nice, shiny white BMW. She did this all while being a full-time school teacher, a full-time coach on top of that. I think she works like 60 or 70 hours a week, because anytime I talk to her, she's always at work or at a game or at a student dance or something like that. But it just shows you that it can be done. And I'll let her just give you a little bit of her testimony, and then we can close the call.
Pick everything out again, sir. But okay, like you said, I'm Brittany Penny, and I do work actually 60, 70 to 80 hour weeks a lot of the time. And not only being a coach, I'm a student council sponsor. I'm on the site-based committee at my job. I'm on pretty much everything at my school. So my time is very limited, but Kiani is very exciting for me. It was a way for me to build an outside income, and that's what I originally wanted to start doing. But then after that, I saw how easy it was to make revenue, and now I want to be able to emancipate myself from the teaching career and do Kiani full-time, because I see how when I talk to Ola Ramey every morning, she's like, well, I'm about to go run and do a jog, and I'm sitting here, you know, slaving away with little bad kids. So, you know, there's that time freedom is something one of my main motivations. That is my why, being able to wake up and live my life at my own time frame when I want to do whenever I want to do whatever I need to do daily. How I got to Sapphire, I basically started with my family and friends first. Originally, I just talk to them, and they know how I am when it comes to money. I don't invest in anything that I do not believe in. And so when I first met Ola Ramey, I had a lot of questions. I didn't understand the business. So I contacted her every day, multiple times. It didn't matter, early in the morning, at night. She answered for me anytime that she wanted to. Anytime that I needed her, she was there for me. So she's a blessing in my life. She's a very good upline to have. And she answered all my questions, and I basically just followed her footsteps. That's how I was able to get to Sapphire. Just everything she told me to do, I did it. She told me to jump, I said, how high? She told me to roll over, I rolled over. So very good as a mentor in this company. What I like about Team Fusion is the teamwork, that we work as a team. Even though people that aren't on my leg or they're not under me, they still help me, and it doesn't benefit them, but they just help me because we're all on the same team together. That's what I like about Team Fusion. Nobody's selfish or about themselves. We all work as a team. Daily, I wake up at 5:30 a.m. I have to be at work at 6:30 to make sure I beat all my kids to gym. We have seventh grade practice in the morning. Then I teach PE and in the computer lab. Then I have after-school eighth grade practice. Monday and Wednesdays are game days. Thursday evening, I have student council meetings. And then I have tournaments Friday night and Saturday morning. So my only non-working day is Sunday, and I'm in grad school finishing my last semester of grad school. So Sunday mornings is the day that I do my grad school stuff. And then I end up going to a meeting when Ola Ramey used to do the PBRs at Mo Williams Academy. I would try to attend those as much as I could. So that's not just my daily routine. That's what I do all week, my weekly routine.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that, Brittany Penny. She's a shining star in Kiani, and there are plenty of other people who have just made the rank of Sapphire and who are passing on that same information of how they did it to other people. I know Brittany has about 11 or 12 new Jades under her, and what I can offer to anybody on this call is that if you just become a Jade factory in Kiani, helping people to get to Jade and helping them to be able to get their initial investment back and showing them the way, what we call each one teach one, we really want people to be able to learn how to get to Jade and how to get to Pearl, how to get to Sapphire, and be able to pass that information on in a simplified way so that other people can become successful too. And so those IPAs are very important. You want to have a list of income-producing activities that you do on a daily basis, and then on a weekly basis, and then on a monthly basis, so that you can see yourself moving through those ranks. Set goals, right? I always say that on Facebook, goals, set, meet, and repeat. So when you set your goals, you want to set them, meet them, and then repeat that to the next goal. And you can check your goal off, just like somebody would check off the goal of going to graduate school, or just like somebody would check off the goal of, you know, competing in a competition. You want to do that same thing with that Kiani extended compensation plan. Pull it down, print it out in your back office, and then check it off as you meet those, and then you know what to do to get to the next goal. Kiani has a beautifully laid out compensation chart. It's very simple. They tell you all the volume that you need for each rank. And then it tells you by leg how much volume you need by leg. It has never been that simple for me, and I've done more than one of these companies. And I'm sitting right here with another gentleman who I'll let you speak to for a second, just so people can see when you start brand new, brand spanking new in an opportunity, how fired up you need to be and how your mindset needs to be in the positive on a daily basis in order for you to succeed. And to the left of me right now, I'm sitting with Jay Jackson, the owner of Take Charge Fitness in Lancaster, Texas, who was one of those people. Like I said, I reached out to some of the people who own gyms and people that I knew would be interested in this business. And Jay Jackson now is on our team, and he's just at the beginning, but he too has done these types of businesses before, because I was actually on his team in a company called Melaleuca. And so now what we're doing is we're sharing the information on Kiani, because Kiani is more simplified. It's so much more simplified, and it's dealing with whole wellness instead of, you know, having a bunch of different categories of nutritional items and catalogs and things that people can't understand in a way, in a system that people can't understand. This one is simple. And so I want you to hear from Jay Jackson, who is brand new into Kiani on our team, and then we'll close the call.
Thank you very much, Ola Ramey. Hello, guys. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak with you guys. You know, with Ola Ramey as an upline and a mentor, she's a friend first, but she was somebody that I believed in, you know. So when she spoke with me about Kayani, I already knew that she had gotten onto something that was pretty important that I needed to pay attention to. And just in her entire presentation and conversation, it's always about mindset. And I like to challenge my clients. I own a fitness studio, and I challenge my clients this week, as a matter of fact, to do your best to be at your best. And that's different than trying to be the best. That's doing your very best to be at your best so that you can put yourself in a position to create the best opportunities to achieve the best outcomes. And I think if we do that every day, then you'll look up in the next, you know, year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, in a much different place than what we've been in the last 30, 40, or 50 years. We're living longer now, all right? So the message has to change from just weight loss and fat loss and all that to things like brain health and given the facts on dementia and how it's the fastest growing disease in this country to date. And by 2020, they expect it to be second behind heart disease. So my message has definitely had to adjust to basically what fits Kayani's wonderful products, and that's what I'm so excited about. I can't wait to get out here and hit the ground running, and I look forward to you know, seeing you guys at one of our big conventions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. We really appreciate you know, you all's participation. And finally, before we close, I just want to say how important it is for you all to keep your eyes on the prize and also to look at events for being able to help you shape your business. Events build belief, and that means small events and large events. You really, really have to get people to an event. I want to tell you something. When I first started Kayani, I used to ride with David Nieves and Mr. James Bradford, one of our double red diamonds, like back and forth from Arlington all the way to Dallas to an event like once or twice a week. I mean, literally, we did personal development sessions every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 o'clock. And then we also went to our large DFY event every single week. And we would drive up and down the road, up and down the road, up and down the road. It was that important. And so events are important for your team. You want to be able to get to the DFY event in your area, get your team to plug into the DFY event. If people can't show up at least one day a week, then they have no business being in business. And that's very serious because you don't want people on your team who are slowing the team down. You want people who can be an asset, and they can be an asset by attending events. The other thing outside of a DFY is we have a regional event every single month on the first Saturday of the month. December is just going to be a little bit different because we have some markets that are not able to have theirs on December the 5th. But in Dallas, we have our next regional on December the 5th. So you want to be able to get your entire team to the regional event because those events are helpful for morale. They're helpful for rank advancement. We have tons of leadership training at those events. And then the next large event is the Kayani, the International Leadership Academy, that's going to be February 18th through the 20th in Orlando, Florida. So how important is that? How exciting is that to take your whole entire team to Orlando, Florida for education and information that they can use for their business? It's really, really important. And it's only $159 for the entire weekend. So you want to be able to get online, get on your app under the events tab, and then go ahead and purchase your ticket for the International Leadership Academy for Orlando. I know I have my ticket already. My team is purchasing their tickets if they have not gotten them already. And so we encourage everybody to do the same thing. Y'all, we're going to go ahead and close out this call for tonight. And we know some people are still in PBRs, but this call will have a playback. And so thank you for being on the call. Hopefully you got something out of it. We hope that you can apply that information to your daily and your weekly and your monthly activities. And always know that personal development is what grounds your business, your mindset. And stay motivated, stay excited, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.